This episode of Health Vibes is brought to you by the brand you trust the most, Jolly's Pharmacy Limited, leading the way in healthcare.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. Sopalmeto, plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
Jolly's Pharmacy presents a new and innovative radio program, Health Vibes.
Health Vibes.
Every Wednesday morning on Q95 FM. Health Vibes, hosted by Carlton Lando and Pearl Fontaine Butler. Health Vibes from 10:15 to 11 a.m. It's not just your average talk show. It's appealing and educational with a bit of humor. Real vibes on your health. Now, that's the vibe. Health Vibes on Q95. Every Wednesday from 10:15 to 11 a.m. with Pearl and Carlton. Tune in.
Welcome to Health Vibes, Dominica's most foremost program on health, medicine, nutrition, and wellness, featuring the latest news on conventional and alternative medicine and health care. Now, here's your host, Carlton Lando, and co-host, Pearl Fontaine Butler.
Good morning, Dominica. Good morning to all of our special listeners and all of Dominica. Those who live here and abroad, we welcome you to your show, your favorite talk show on health, nutrition, and wellness, Health Vibes, brought to you by Jolly's Pharmacy. So this morning, Carlton, unfortunately, is not with us. He has taken a day to relax and rest, and so we wish him all the best today. Carlton, we are thinking of you. We have you in our thoughts. We also have a special guest in studio with us this morning. I'm not going to introduce her right away, but just so you know, I do have somebody here, and I think all of Dominica would be very proud and very happy to have this guest or to even hear from her. But before we get into our guest, I'm going to go straight to the news. In the region, topping the news in health this week, continuing education vital for pharmacists. President of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Derek Catlin, is calling for mandatory continuing education for pharmacists to be put on the statute books to ensure that high standards are maintained in that profession. My vision as the president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society is for pharmacists to embrace the concept of continuing education and career development. The former has been mentioned continuously, but I look forward to when it becomes law that for pharmacists to register on an annual basis, you have to complete a required number of credits within the continuing education module, which is a requirement already for doctors, he said. Catlin made the comments yesterday morning during a service at the Calvary Moravian Church, where members of the BPS gathered to mark the start of Pharmacy Week 2017, being held under the theme Bridging the Gap, Pharmacist, Past, Present, and Future, Ensuring Excellence. He explained that to improve the health status of this country and all Caribbean countries, the right skill set must exist in the healthcare team at the clinical and community levels in both the private and public sectors, and he explained that includes pharmacists. To that end, the BPS president contended that continuing education is vital, especially if they are to be a key player in helping to address the myriad health challenges facing this island's population on account of the rising incidence of chronic non-communicable diseases and other health conditions. He made the point while noting that CNCDs such as hypertension and diabetes are negatively impacting the society and are in fact responsible directly and indirectly for 80% of all deaths within the country. Now, that was the first news item, and I can appreciate something like this because we want to know as people that whoever is serving us as a pharmacist, as a doctor, you know, is at the right standard in terms of, is operating under the right standards, I should say, in terms of education and know-how and being progressive. And I'm really happy that Jolly's Pharmacy is very progressive in that sense. So if you have any comments, you're tuning in today, you can call us up on 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257, or on the overseas line, 305-432-9624. You can always call us up and tell us your thoughts on that news item. On the international scene, early menopause, eating vegetable protein tied to lower risk. And I think all women should be paying attention to this news item. So eating foods rich in vegetable protein, such as tofu, enriched pasta, nuts, and breakfast cereal, is linked to a lower risk of early menopause compared with consuming protein that comes mainly from animal sources. So concludes a new study led by the University of Massachusetts Amherst and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston, Massachusetts, published in the American Journal of Epidemiology. Menopause, defined as the time of a woman's last menstrual period, is a natural stage of life, much like puberty. But for most women, it happens around the age of 51, although some may experience it a few years earlier or a few years later. Bodily changes associated with the menopause can start a few years before the last period. These include reduction in the female hormone estrogen, which is produced in the ovaries. Early menopause is defined as menopause that occurs before the age of 45. This can be spontaneous or induced. For instance, as a result of chemotherapy or surgical removal of the ovaries. Early menopause in women has been linked to a higher risk of premature death and a number of health problems, including osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, and neurological disorders. Women who undergo early menopause may also have reduced fertility that starts as much as 10 years beforehand. Now, I'm not an expert on menopause, but, you know, it is a natural course that women have to go through. And I think that we as women should really educate ourselves on what's to come because it's something that happened. So, again, if you have any thoughts on that news item, you can call us up. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I will introduce our guest.
At Jolly's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jolly's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Tricentrum Silver.
and omega-3s to build your immune and liver system functions, strengthen your cardiovascular system, boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balance megavites herbal supplements, men's daily formula for sexual energy and function, Sopalmetto plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo, get up and go, catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
The Jolly's Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy. Lautan Munka de Jolly and he plan to bon ma ever to bakai sase la verite. Look at the wide variety of household and personal hygiene products and laundry items. Ask for hair care products from relaxers, texturizers and tints. Look how good you look now. From dark and lovely Garnier Fructis to Sansom Blue and the pill 7 color too. At Jolly's all your baby needs are right here because your little precious bundle of joy is precious to us too. In Dominica, we have the Isle of Beauty. At Jolly's, we have aisles of splendorous beauty supplies to match your complexion to perfection. Ladies, when your monthly visitor comes knocking, Jolly's have a fresh feminine protection so you can stay free with confidence. Antiperspirants, shaving and cleansing solutions from Gillette, Ambi, Olay or Aveeno for eczema. For total oral care, air fresheners to Febreze your atmosphere. Jigjo di Jolica, Stilvan, Mukuro Chrome, Epsom Salt, Ever MB Powder.
You're listening to Health Vibes.
So we're back with Health Vibes. I just absolutely love that ad. Jig Jordi Jolliska. You know, I just love it. It's so us in Dominica. And we're happy that Jolly's Pharmacy continues to carry all the wonderful products that we so desire, right? From way back, because I know my grandmother used to use that. But today, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing the newest pharmacy at Jolly, the newest pharmacist at Jolly's Pharmacy here on Health Vibes. I'm introducing her to you all. And some of you who have gone into the pharmacy, maybe over the last couple of weeks, may have seen a new face. But it's none other than Miss Jacinta Fagan. And some of you may remember that name as she was the 2011 Miss Dominica. So Jacinta, good morning.
Good morning, Pearl, and to all our listeners this morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, thank you for being here. I'm actually very happy to have you here, as I worked with you during the Queen show and your journey, to the throne, and yes, that was such a wonderful journey. I remember very clearly. She was so promising, such a lovely young lady, and she's gone away to study and she's come right back to us, and she is serving the Dominican public as a pharmacist, and we're very happy to have you. So tell me, what was the journey like becoming a pharmacist?
It was one with challenges, but it was also an exciting experience. I set out to accomplish a goal, and I maintained that I was not going to return home without being successful. So I grew as an individual and I gained much knowledge and experience through my internship period and also through my classes and different courses that helped me to be successful in the end. So the experience was a wonderful one. Of course, you'd have challenges, you'd miss your home, your loved ones, but I do not regret undertaking this journey.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you mentioned home and family, and obviously it's something that a lot of people do go through when they go away to study. It's their first time going away alone. But you completed your course. You did it. Really did it. You set out with a goal, and you executed that. And we're very proud as Dominicans to have you back home serving your country. How does that feel, though?
It's wonderful, satisfying feeling. I could not have done it alone, with the help of family, friends, and of course putting God first. I could not have done it, so it's it's a very satisfying feeling. I'm really blessed to have completed it.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue the discussion on you being a pharmacist.
At Jordan's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jordan's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jolly's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions. Strengthen your cardiovascular system. Boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements. Men's daily formula for sexual energy and function. Sopa Metal, the supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo. Get up and go. Catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
Are you aware that Jolly's Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy? Lautan Mungadi Jolly and he plenty one ma ever to bagai sase lave wite. Look at the wide variety of household and personal hygiene products and laundry items. Ask for hair care products from relaxers, texturizers and tints. Look how good you look now. From dark and lovely Garnier Fructis to Selsun Blue and the pill 7 color too. At Jolly's, all your baby needs are right here because your little precious bundle of joy is precious to us too. In Dominica, we have the Isle of Beauty. At Jolly's, we have aisles of splendorous beauty supplies to match your complexion to perfection. Ladies, when your monthly visitor comes knocking, Jolly's have a fresh feminine protection so you can stay free with confidence. Antiperspirants, shaving and cleansing solutions from Gillette, Ambi, Olay or Aveeno for eczema. For total oral care, air fresheners to Febreze your atmosphere. Jigjo D. Jolly Castile Van Mucuro Chrome Epsom Salt MB powder.
You're listening to Health Vibes.
Okay, so we're back. We had a bit of technical difficulty, but we're back now. So Jacintha, you are now considered, I would say, a modern day pharmacist. What would you consider that? What does that entail?
Okay, well, with a modern pharmacist, you're more versatile, more knowledgeable concerning the different medications, regimens to keep in a healthy lifestyle. It's not just about dispensing medications. We go beyond that in today's lifestyle where we counsel patients, we take their sugar, their pressure, their weight, we advise on supplements, not just medicinal, but as you're saying in the advert, non-conventional. Right. You know, so it's not just pills or suspensions, but, you know, daily exercise, you know, meditation. So a pharmacist today goes beyond just the customary dispensing.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's much more than that. And at Jolly's Pharmacy, we have so many different activities and sectors where we do the clinic. Right, clinic dates, we do outreach programs, we have the cardio jam, which I know so many people enjoy thus far, you know, so it's all about spreading the health and care nationwide and of course in the pharmacy itself.
Right. How has your experience been though, being back home and, you know, getting to serve your people? How has the experience been back for you as compared to being in Trinidad and interning there at other pharmacies?
Well, returning home is, it's a great feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, home will always be home. And working at the number one pharmacy in Dominica, I could not ask for anything better. You know, although I worked as a pharmacy technician for 3 of my summers while I was at school, but being back here as a successful pharmacist is a different feeling. You know, in comparison to being in Trinidad, the pharmacy where I worked, it was confined to just being a pharmacy, right? So the many activities that we do here, it's not seen. I haven't seen it in Trinidad. I'm not saying that it's not present, but I have not seen it. So the experience was far different from here. But I can definitely say it's been wonderful working at Jolly's Pharmacy. It's wonderful being back home, first of all. And I look forward to serving Dominica to the best of my abilities.
Now, let me ask you, what would you say the difference is between a pharmacist and a pharmacy technician?
Okay, well, with a pharmacist, this person's role is to oversee, to cross-check the medications that have been dispensed, and also to counsel patients, give further advice. A pharmacy technician, or they would assist the public, right? Type out, print out the medications, prepare them, right? But the pharmacist is the one that does the final checking of everything before it is delivered to the patients.
Okay, all right. Okay, so now I understand the difference. You know, I like to say that Jolly's Pharmacy is very progressive, and I think that their pharmacists do go a step further, because I know, you know, I've gone there and I've received medication, and they take the time to explain exactly what the medication is for, and possibly, I remember once having to take a certain kind of medication, and, you know, Carlton said, "Do you drink grapefruit juice?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, you can't have it while you're taking it." I mean, but I was so amazed by that, because I would have gone home and drank grapefruit juice, right? Not knowing that the interaction of the two would lessen the potency of the medication. So how do you view that kind of service? Because it's amazing, right? And you having just studied and coming into it, it's almost like a different culture of pharmacy.
Most definitely, Paul, because it is so very important and vital that patients understand how, when, with what that they can take their medication. And as you said, this was just one example of your medication where you could not take it with grapefruit. Some medications, you must take it on a full stomach, some on an empty stomach. And we do put extra labels on the packages, but sometimes people don't take the time to read. So what I do is I call out the patients and explain, okay, this is your medication. This one, you must take it on an empty stomach, right? Because sometimes food may delay the absorption of the medication, right? So it's a privilege to be knowledgeable enough, you know, to explain and to impact that knowledge to the public. But let me just go back quickly to the pharmacists and the pharmacy technicians. I can say for sure at Jolly's Pharmacy, we do have continuous programs, and the pharmacy technicians are very much well educated. I know some of them who are doing courses at the Dominica College, and they're very, very, very intelligent. Right, so we work as a team, you know, both the pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, to ensure that the patients get the correct medication and they are served to the highest level.
And that goes back to the first news item that we read. And Jolly's Pharmacy is actually in keeping with what this professor, you know, alluded to in his speech.
That's
saying
it.
That, you know, we need continuous education,
yes,
in
definitely.
Terms of our pharmacists and, you know, our pharmacy technicians. Because doctors do have to do the same thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. There's always new research, new developments, new medications on the market, less side effects, maybe more side effects. So it is our duty, you know, to keep abreast with developing research and medications.
Right. Very cool. If you have any questions for Jacintha Fagan, you can call her up at 449-3095, 449-3096. 449-3097-616-4257 or on the overseas line 305-432-9624. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this.
At John's Pharmacy, your health and wellness is our passion. No wonder Jordi's Pharmacy provides the widest variety of the highest quality vitamin supplements and remedies for your lifestyle activity and nutritional needs. Take care of your body. Get the Multivitamins Advantage Supply to enhance, promote, improve, repair, and revitalize your body. Jordi's for the complete line of preventative and curative health supplies and tonics. Rejuvenate with men's and women's one-a-day tablets. Boost concentration. Try Centrum Silver and Omega-3s to build your immune and nervous system functions, strengthen your cardiovascular system, boost bone health. For stamina, get all your natural balanced megabytes herbal supplements, men's daily formula for sexual energy and function, Sopa Metal, plus supplements to soothe joint pain. Feel like a dynamo, get up and go, catch back your mojo at Jolly's, Dominica's principal healthcare pharmacy. Why? Because you deserve more from a drugstore.
I woke up this morning feeling real stink. I had the intentions to call in sick, but I end up in Jolly's Pharmacy. Great and down King Street, Jolly's fix up my immune system. Have me feeling fit and strong, now I'm ready to work and take on any mission. If you see me walking, Jolly's Pharmacy is number one. Jolly's walking, we cater for everyone. Jolly's walking, boost up your immune system. Jolly's walking. By Fox. Whenever I'm in town and I'm feeling down, I head to Jolly's Pharmacy. They boost me up real quick. Jolly's Pharmacy, leading the way in healthcare.
You're listening to Health Vibes.
Okay, I believe we have a caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good morning to your guest.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I want to just congratulate her on her new achievement in life.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I want to ask, I would like two explanations. One, could you all explain to us, the public, what is meant by empty stomach? Because, after you eat, how many hours after or how long after you eat is your stomach empty, consider empty stomach? And number two, you are given medication. You have to take with meal, before meals, after meals. So what's, like, for example, the one with meals, could you explain to us what is with meals?
Okay, no problem. So I'll start.
Those are two great questions for Jacinta. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so I'll start with your first question. Empty stomach, it means you have not eaten anything as yet. So for example, if you have one medication, or medication is supposed to be taken once a day, most times we will tell you take it before breakfast. Remember, while you sleep, you are fasting. So when you get up, you still don't have anything on your stomach, nothing recent. So the best thing to do would be to take it before breakfast. However, if you do forget and you eat something, then you should take it at least 2 to 3 hours after you have eaten. I have explained myself properly.
So that's on an empty stomach. So that's what an empty stomach means, before you've eaten anything.
Right.
So then would you suggest that person takes it on an empty stomach? So does it mean that, because some medications you might think you would need to take it at lunchtime, right? But on an empty stomach means, like, let's say the first thing in the morning?
In the morning, if it's once a day, definitely before breakfast.
Okay.
If it's more than once a day, then you would time yourself. So, for example, if your breakfast is at 8 o'clock in the morning and your next dose is probably after lunch or before lunch, preferably, you would take it at least 2 hours before. Okay, so breakfast would be at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you would take it probably around 7 o'clock in the morning. Then your usual lunchtime would be at 1 o'clock. Then you'll take it around 11 o'clock. Right? So by the time you have eaten breakfast, your food would have already had a chance to digest and your body is now gearing up for its next meal.
Hmm.
Right? So you would take it around that time.
Okay.
So I hope I explained it properly. The second question related
with
to...
With meal, what does it mean by with meal?
Right, with meal. So it simply means you're having a meal, you're having a snack, and soon after you take your medication.
Soon after. So I used to think that with meal was, okay, I'm eating, I'm going to take this medication as I am eating. So for instance, I will start eating and then take the medication in between and then continue eating.
You can do it like that.
Okay.
Or you can do it directly after. So you're still having it with your meal, okay. time, basically.
Okay, and then the other question was before meal and after meal.
Okay, well, I explained that. Well, before meals would be probably like half an hour before.
Okay.
I know many people would know about the drug omeprazole, and this drug is used for acid reflux, indigestion, and the label would constantly say at least half an hour before you have eaten. So what it does, it controls the the acid, reduces the acid in the stomach.
Okay.
Right? So that's why you want to prep before you have eaten. Things like, or certain antibiotics like ciprofloxacin, the best time would be again on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Right? So as I explained earlier, medications are to be taken in a certain way based on their formulation, based on its interaction with your acid in your stomach, its interaction with food, and so forth. So that's
okay, let's take another caller. Good morning.
Yes, it's me again.
Okay.
Hi. In relation to the one with meal, and let us say after meal, because just recently I had to take a medication with meal. So I asked the pharmacist at the time where I was, should I eat my food or as soon as I eat it, take the tablet? The person told me that I had to eat, take half, then take the medication, and then eat the other half of the food. So now what I would want to know, the one with after meal, because she said the one with meals, you can eat and take the tablet basically immediately after. That says after meal, how long after the meal you have to take it?
Right, so I think I said before, at least half an hour after you have eaten. So there's not a exact time frame, but once you have something on your stomach, not waiting too long after, so like let's say 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour.
Right. You don't want it to be longer because then the food will have already digested.
Right, and you want something on your stomach. And another famous drug is diclofenac, right, for pain. So we always say take it after you have eaten, right? So you must have something to coat your stomach before taking drugs like this. And as the caller rightfully said, you know, you could take it while you're eating for those specified for with a meal. Right.
Well, I would generally think that the purpose for the with meal is to ensure that your stomach is coated and to ensure that you've eaten it more on top of that which you're taking, so that it, you know, goes down well.
That's correct.
That's what I would think, right? Although I didn't study pharmacy, but pharmaceutical. But you know, some of it is common sense, though, because. But she asks very great questions,
definitely,
because
definitely.
You definitely do want to know, because I've been one of those people who have waited really long after a meal to take a medication, and it's like, what's the point now, you know? And then I have to wait until I eat again and then take it. So that's great for the people who are very disciplined in that sense. All right, so that was a great question. What else can I ask you? Okay, so what is it like studying all of the variations, the names of medications, and even the pronunciation? I heard you say a couple of, I'm thinking, what? How do you? I don't understand that, but you know, tell me what that was like.
Well, it gets easier over time.
Okay,
I will give you an experience. When I worked at Joy's Pharmacy for my first summer, and I was under the wings of one of the other pharmacy technicians, and he's telling me of all those names, and I'm tongue-tying myself, and I'm like, what? You know, so it was very difficult starting off learning all the names and variations, and you have brand names, you have generics, you know, so you have to know the different classes as well. But as I continued along my journey, you know, the names came easier to pronounce, you understood the different classes, the interactions, their uses, brand names, generics. So it's something that comes with time, and you being in the profession, it will come naturally, you know.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but I'm sure at first it's a bit, you know,
it's intimidating,
intense and
yes,
intimidating.
It can be.
Let me ask you something. Why did you choose to study pharmacy and pharmacology?
Well, being a pharmacist, you're helping all ages, right? So it ranges from babies to elderlies, and you're not just confined into, as I said in the beginning, just dispensing medication, because many people come to the pharmacy just for advice. So they're not coming necessarily to fill out a prescription. Probably it's a rash on their skin. Probably it's a concern internally that they're just feeling and they want a good supplement or so forth. So in that sense, I figured it would be a great opportunity, you know, to be able to help everyone on different levels, you know, so you're still able to give back and impact that knowledge. Many people don't want to go straight to the doctor, maybe financial reasons, or maybe because, you know, they trust the pharmacists, and of course they trust doctors as well, let me clear myself, right? But they know that we also have a wide range of knowledge, you know, but we pharmacists, if we do feel that whatever a patient is asking or advising is out of our scope, we do say, of course, you need to see a doctor for further evaluation.
We refer them.
But it's just...
Okay. All right, we have another caller. Good morning.
Yeah, well, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Good morning.
Yeah, if they tell you on a prescription, take 2 tablets daily, does it mean 2 first thing in the morning or 1 in the morning and 1 in the evening?
Was it 2 tablets?
Sorry. Daily. Two tablets daily. Does it mean that you have to take the 2 at the same time, or 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening?
Yes. When it says 2 tablets daily, it's 2 tablets at once. If they specify 1 tablet twice a day, then it'll be 1 tablet in the morning and 1 at night. Let me just clarify something quickly, because labels may not always say it. If it's twice a day, it is best to spread out the time frame. So every 12 hours... if possible. If it's 3 times a day, every 8 hours. If it's 4 times a day, every 6 hours. Why I'm saying this is that I had a very I'll say my mom. She got a medication and on the label said twice a day. So, you know, she took 1 tablet now, and in the next hour, so she took the next tablet. You know, it's twice a day, she took it twice. But and she said that she was feeling very upset. So I said, but mom, how are you taking your medication? So when she explained to me, I said, that's why, because you're taking them too close together, and so there's a very high concentration in your body at one time. Right? So it's advisable if it's more than once in the day. If it's twice a day, if it's 3 times, 4 times, just try to spread them out evenly within the hours of the day. Right?
Okay.
So, call, I hope I explained. If it's 2 tablets once a day, you take both at the same
time. There? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, okay, I understand that part. So, what determines whether you take it twice a day or daily? Is it this type of medication? Let me give you an example. My vitamins is the one I do daily.
Okay.
But I'm taking another supplements for working out.
Okay.
And it says twice a day. So it depends on, and that one says twice a day. So it depends on whether it's for vitamin, for what the purpose, that determines how they ask you to take it.
Okay, well, it depends on the type of supplement and the type of medication and the severity of the condition as well. So I'm going to break it down a little further. So you said you're taking a supplement that says once a day. Now, most times when you need to take only 1 tablet once a day, it means that it has sufficient ingredients and substances in it to maintain you throughout the day. You'll get the required level for it to do its work in the body. If, for example, you need to take it twice a day, it means that once a day taking it would not be sufficient. right? So for you to get the optimal results from it, you would need to take it twice a day. Some medications, well, they have different strengths, first of all. So depending on the strength and the severity of your condition, then you may need to take it more than once. So for example, if somebody who has diabetes compared to another person who has diabetes and the latter person's condition is not under control as the first, then the latter person would have to take that same medication that the first one is taking probably twice a day or three times a day in order to achieve better sugar control. Right, so it all depends on the type of medication and what exactly you're trying to achieve, and also the formulation of the specific tablet.
Okay, we have another caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sorry if I'm picking up your ear.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, with the hours, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just recently I had some medication to take, and like I had to take it four times a day.
Yes,
but I have to take it, yes, every 6 hours I have to take the tablet.
Yes, ma'am.
So for example, and then with meals, for example, if I decide, okay, I can't get up 6 o'clock to eat breakfast, so by 7 o'clock I would take it, so I could, you know, because you have to eat, it's not that you have to take it on empty stomach. So let's say I take it at 7, 6 hours after would bring it to like, I think 2 o'clock, something, so one or so, one. But what I'm checking is that if I take it, let's say 6 hours after, would probably take it to 7 and 5, so it would be 1, then the other 6 hours would bring to 7 in the night. Mm-hmm. So I figure I can't get up at 1 o'clock in the morning next morning to go and get things. So most times what you see happen, instead of taking it four times within the 24 hours, I would end up taking it three times within the 24 hours. So what is the effect it would have, because they wanted me to take it four times within 24 hours?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but so this is a common issue,
right?
Okay, so let me explain to
when
you.
They're asking you to take medication at D, how much times at D is it within 20 the daylight time or within 24 hours?
Right, so she's asking, when they say take this medication within a day, this amount within a day, is it within the 24 hours or is it within the daylight time? That's a really good question, because I think that's the frustration with a lot of people who have to take medication. Why must we get up in the middle of the night to take a medication? You want to sleep, right? You want your body to rest.
Yes.
So go ahead.
It's completely understandable, right? But it is calculated around the 24-hour clock, right? However, I do understand the concern. Of course, you have to set alarms to get to take your medication. So while it would be most practical to have it taken every 4 hours, every 6 hours, and it is not possible, at least try your best to have them spread out more evenly as you can, right? So as the caller was saying, if she takes the medication at 7 o'clock and 6 hours later, you know, it would be 1 o'clock, and she knows that she would have trouble getting up in the morning, you know, to continue the cycle, then she could probably take it at probably 11 o'clock or so, right? So the main thing that we're trying to stress here is not taking them too close together, right? Giving your body a chance to break down and for the medication to do its work in the body. But I understand that this is a concern for
many people, yeah.
You know, having to wake up at all hours in the morning based on what time they started early in the morning when they got up, right? But the important thing is to try to spread them out as evenly as possible, not to take them too close together. But at least if it's four times a day, try to get the four in, right? As much as possible.
Okay.
And also to complete the course of the medication.
Okay. I like that you broke down if you have twice daily, you take it both at the same time. If it's two times a day, you take within 12 hours, right? Within 12, every 12
That's
hours.
That's it. If it's one tablet twice a day, or if it's two tablets twice a day, just spread it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So could you, for people who are just tuning in, could you repeat that in terms of the hours and the amounts of tablets it's supposed to take?
Okay. Well, I won't be able to talk about the exact tablet.
No. So if it's, we're just talking, specifying the label, what you spoke about earlier. So if you have to take medication twice a day, that's in a 12-hour.
Every 12 hours.
If there's three, you take it.
Every 8 hours.
And then if it's four.
Every six hours.
Okay.
Right? So, as I said, the main thing is trying to take them as evenly apart as possible, right? Not to inconvenience your sleeping, you know, to say that it's in interrupting your sleep cycle, you know, but as much as possible, at least throughout the day while you're awake, again, not too close together, then that should be okay.
But, you know, if you're ever in the hospital, I remember when my grandmother, you know, was in the hospital and she would complain, they're waking me up to take my medication. Jacinta didn't understand what I was saying there. Sorry, Jay, but, you know, when I talk about my grandmother, right, I say it exactly how she would say it. But she always complains that the nurses wake her up in the middle of the night to take her medication. But now I understand you breaking it down that way. It's within a 24-hour clock.
That's it.
And so you must wake up to take your medication. All right, so we are down to like the last minute of our show, and I have to say that I'm really, really, really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm really proud
that you're back, and you know you're really into what you're doing. You had a focus, you on a goal, and you accomplished that, and I am very proud of you because I saw you. I worked with you before you left in 2011, and that was a wonderful journey, and I'm just very proud to have you back home, and I'm sure all of Dominica, you know, is just as proud, and I think, you know, when they come to you at Jolly's, they're going to know, you know, the kind of warm-hearted person that you are.
Thank you for
spending the hour with us today.
It was a pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for sharing that information with our callers, who in particular wanted to know this information. So thank you. And you are listening to Health Vibes. We'll see you again next week. Do take care.
Thank you.
You are listening to Health Vibes, a production of Jolly's Pharmacy Limited.